This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the match preview of our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, travelling to face Burnley in the Premier League. We've got lots in this one, actually. We've got the Magic Mouse, of course. We've got lots of stats and facts. And Gary O'Neill has been speaking ahead of the game as well. And we've got some really positive, hopefully, injury news all coming up. So yeah, we've got lots to cover off in this one. Some really interesting stats and facts all coming up shortly, of course, with Magic Moss's thoughts and opinions as well. And of course, my score prediction. But Gary O'Neill has been talking ahead of the game. Let's get stuck into that first of all, because he's been speaking a lot regarding Matheus Cunha and whether or not he will be involved. He said... Gary O'Neill says, I think we'll see him on Tuesday. He'll definitely be in the match day squad, barring anything going wrong between now and then. He's gone on to say he's miles ahead of schedule. When the scan results came through after the injury, he was expected to be between 10 to 12 weeks, and he's done it in just over six. He's doing absolutely everything. He was knocking on his door to be involved in Aston Villa game. What he's already gone on to say, he said, we've had a setback or two already from injuries. You have the medical information that says Matheus shouldn't be ready yet. But he's rang Gary, he said, four times at 9:30, at 10 o'clock at night, telling him how ready he is. He went on to say, I'm really excited for him because he's worked so hard. You know, I do expect him to be involved with the squad for Burnley. So obviously, that's positive news. We've got more from Gary O'Neill coming up shortly. But first of all, let's get on to some stats and facts ahead of this game. Head-to-head, Burnley are actually a bit of a bogey side for Wolves. As much as Wolves were a bogey side for Villa, Burnley are actually unbeaten in six home games against Wolves, winning four and drawing two, since a 2-1 defeat actually in the Premier League in March 2010. Wolves did beat, of course, Burnley 1-0 in December, which ended a winless run of seven top flight matches actually against the Clarets. Burnley have won just two of their last 17 Premier League home games, drawing two and losing 13, and they've only kept one clean sheet in that run. But they're having beat Brentford 2-1 last time out at Turf Moor. They're vying to win consecutive top flight home matches for the first time since April 2022. And the Clarets are also unbeaten in their last three fixtures, winning one and drawing two. Of course, earning a fantastic win away at Chelsea at the weekend. So we're catching them, as it always happens with Wolves, at a funny time. They have actually had a record high of six players sent off as well this season. No team has had more dismissals than since Newcastle Aston Villa. Both had seven red cards in 2014-15. And it's said that David Fofana can become the first player to score for Burnley in three successive Premier League games since Chris Wood in 2021. On to the Wolves stats. Gary O'Neill sides at risk of losing back-to-back top-flight fixtures for the first time since December. Wolves could also lose three consecutive away league fixtures without scoring for the first time since a run of four between April and August last year. And Wolves have only won two of their 17 Premier League away matches ever in the month of April. And of course, we are in April now. And they've failed to win each of their past five league matches away to newly promoted sides, drawing four and losing one. Of course, that one was against Sheffield United. However, Wolves have won three of their past four midweek matches in the top flight, as many victories in their past 16. We have got more from Gary O'Neill coming up on the game, but first of all, let's go over now and hear what my dad, Magic Moss, has to say ahead of this one.
So, Dad, we're looking ahead to the Burnley game. This is actually before the Villa game. So, you with... Who's this?
It's Bob.
It's Bob. He's got his full Wolves kit on.
Yeah.
And
he's one of the old ones, like me.
Dad, loads of people have wished you a happy birthday, so I'm sure you want to say thank you to everyone that's wished you a happy birthday.
I do. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you as well as everything. I really had a nice day.
Fantastic. No Derek still, because he's not seen him?
I think he's upstairs somewhere. I don't know.
He's come back.
Oh, but he's still a bit upset.
And of course, we're doing this before the Villa game, so if Wolves got a result, we would, because the Burnley game's coming up really, really fast. What's your thoughts about the Burnley game then, Dad? Away at Burnley.
I'll have a guess.
Dad, what are you going for?
2-0.
Kel Surprise. Who's going to score?
I don't know who's playing.
Well, we don't know, do we? But, like, go on.
We'll have Ribena, right?
Ribena?
Yeah.
You mean Lamina?
Mario Lamina, yeah.
Mario Lamina, yeah. Super Mario.
And we'll have, I don't know what we've got.
Come on.
Think of what I've got.
Do you want me to go through the team? Samedo, Kilman.
Savago.
Savago.
Oh, is his name Savago?
Savago. No, Samedo.
Samago, yeah.
Samedo, Dad, I love you. Yeah. Have you got a song?
Daisy.
Give me your answer, do.
I'm all crazy. Oh, for the love of you.
Doo, doo.
Won't be as dull as Mary.
Doo, doo.
I can't afford a carriage. But Wolves are going to win 2-0.
No, it should be. But on Tuesday when we go, Wolves are going to win 2-0.
On Tuesday, Wolves are going to win 2-0.
Love you, Dad. Always Wolves.
Look after yourself and everybody else.
So thanks to my dad, Magic Moss. Hope he's put a smile on your face as always. As promised, let's get some more from Gary O'Neill ahead of the game, specifically on Burnley. He's gone on to say there's no easy games with the situation that Wolves find themselves in at the moment. So going to Burnley will be tough, as we knew it would be Saturday. But that doesn't mean we can just sit back and accept that we can't have a real big impact on how it goes and take 3 points, because we definitely can. And we're desperate to go there and get to 44. We'll do everything we can to recover the players and make sure they're ready. We're able to make five subs, so there's five of them that didn't have to play 90 minutes. So hopefully that helps them feel a bit better for the game. We'll see what we can do. Burnley will be, however, a tough one. They got a big result against Chelsea with 10 men. They're a good Premier League team and they've spent a lot of money in the summer, so it'll be a test for us. There's also, he said, there's going to be no easy trips in the top flight. We went to Sheffield United and lost with the stronger resources available to us than we have now. Every Premier League game is difficult. You can see the margins. Even in Saturday's game, there was nothing in the game really, and we lost 2-0. So you can still do well in football matches and come out on the wrong side. We need to make sure that we're ready for everything. We'll make sure we brush up on a few things that cause us issues on Saturday and show some fight, determination and togetherness that they've shown us all ready to get to this point and keep trying to achieve and push on and get the most we can. It'll be a test on Tuesday. It always is at Burnley. Vincent's an excellent coach. It'll be a tough one for us. So that's what Gary O'Neill had to say. I hope you've enjoyed this. My thoughts on this one. Look, you know, we are depleted in the forward areas. You know, it has been difficult for Wolves with the squad of Carpon. We talked about it on Extra Time. Investment needs to come into this squad in the summer, in the right areas. Back Gary O'Neill, give him a new contract, let him bring in some players, make funds available. I'm sure that will happen. But in the meantime, we've got to deal with the squad that we have and the injuries that we've got. It looks like, from what Gary O'Neill said, that Mateus Cunha will be involved. Whether or not he starts or not, it'll be interesting to see, or whether he's going to come on from the bench. I suspect it'll be most likely from the bench, and we'll either see Nathan Frazier or Chiwomi start again up front. Sarabia, of course, as well. Be interesting. I'd like to see Mario Lemina back in the midfield as well. It's going to be a competitor against Burnley. Burnley are going to see this as a big opportunity to get close to safety, which would be incredible. They have got three games, as I say, unbeaten. They've got a bit of confidence. They've got some fight. They've got some belief. The Turf Moor crowd will be, without shadow of a doubt, expecting a result against Wolves with the situation that we're in. The players, of course, will go there, show resilience. There'll be 2,200 Wolves fans there at Turf Moor. We will be one of them. And, of course, we will be giving you our instant reaction straight after the match. And, of course, there will be a match vlog to follow. So make sure you do subscribe for that. I'm going to just go with a 1-1 draw. I think it's going to be tough for us. You know, I know people go, well, look where Burnley are, but we've got so many injuries and problems. If we can get a point and...
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.